Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one, dude. Dolphins are practicing. Tyreek Hill back at practice today.
Great.
Good news.
Great.
That's good. Good news.
Yeah,
that is good news.
I'm still nervous.
Why, dude?
I mean,
he's like, the cheetah, baby.
Because the things that you're making assumptions about are more serious than you care to admit.
What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know, but when you do that to your team, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not just something you shrug off. You have to do.
What would make it shrug off? Two touchdowns week one?
No, it's not about production. With Tyreek, and this is how it works with a lot of receivers, and we've seen it over the years, right? I've played on teams that played against star receivers, and you know what they would say? We'll just double him for the first four series. He don't have no catches, and he going to pop.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? All great receivers. It takes – I played in Cleveland, and that happened. But then I played in Minnesota. It didn't happen because you had Chris Carter and Randy.
He does seem to have a pretty strong relationship with Waddle, though. So, if, like, the numbers are going to Waddle,
yeah, you
seems like they're cool. They're cool, baby.
That, like, you're confusing the two.
What?
Like, I'm not saying he won't play the role of being happy for Waddle, but I think he'll be upset it's not him.
Maybe.
That's the part of it.
But it's going to be him.
No, it's not.
People,
This is what I said.
I've heard this.
You're making assumptions I'm not going to make.
I want to say something real quick. I really want to say something. Because I've heard this take from everybody this offseason.
What's that?
This idea that Tyreek Hill is going to be phased out.
No, I didn't say that.
Or pout. Or any of that stuff.
Oh, he's going to pout.
He's got, I don't know if you guys noticed. You see what was in the news lately?
Yeah.
About him?
The divorce?
I don't think that guy's got essentially the resources to dog it. So, I'm telling you right now.
I think he needs to get that money.
Hell yeah, he does. That's a man who needs another contract.
Yeah.
They didn't even get to the lump sum.
Dude.
Can
I just say this?
You're 31.
And there's 10 kids.
Wait.
Not
with her.
Dude.
That's on top of it, Vlad.
Dude.
On top of it.
Facts. Dude. Facts, you're right.
Did you just, like, we had this conversation 3 days ago or last week, and you were talking about Tyreek being over 30.
No, I said, this was my only question to you, and you said don't worry about
it. Right, I wouldn't worry.
Literally my only question about Tyreek's production. That's only – so I've been clear about this from the jump.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I am worried about is there a chance that, hey, he's 30, super speed, That's it.
I wouldn't. That.
So
part,
if you're telling me no.
Part, but what I'm talking about has nothing to do with that.
Okay, well, if you're telling me no, my belief is Cheetah's going to be Cheetah. Okay. Cheetah's going to be Cheetah. Okay. And you know what Cheetah's done when Cheetah's right? Records.
Okay.
That's what he does.
Okay.
That, he's the Cheetah, baby.
Okay, listen.
He's a cheetah with baggage.
See,
he's a
thing.
He's a cheetah who is distracting.
Flat.
But let me tell you something.
I'm not
he's
the guy.
Fastest damn thing on the football field, dude. I'm and nobody
the,
can guard
I'm
him.
I'm not the guy who's going to sit here and say he can't do it. Right? But it's the point in the career when you look at all these receivers that have gotten to this point. It's when they're not catching balls. And that's all I'm saying.
I'm giving grace to the injury last year. I'm giving grace to
it.
No,
I'm not talking about any of last year. I'm with you on that. I agree. Okay? I believe all the things. But think about this.
I'll give you the, can, let I, me ex- can let me I give you an even hotter take?
Go.
I'll give you a hotter take. And this is the truth. What Tyreek Hill did at the end of last season was wrong. No doubt. You don't walk out on your team. But I'm gonna give you a cup of truth here, Dolph fans. Jalen Waddle's got a lot more to prove to me than Tyreek Hill does. That's the facts, Jack. That guy right now, as adorable as he is, and we all love Fins for the win.
He hasn't really
Jalen Waddle has more to prove to me this year than Tyreek Hill. I know. Tyreek Hill has been voted by his peers.
You don't know.
Tyreek Hill has been voted by his peers as the number one player in the NFL.
Hey,
2 years ago.
I know that guy's a great football player. A great football player.
That was when? Last year?
Yeah, but is Jalen Waddle, is he a good football player? Or is he a great football player? What is he? I think he's good. I think he's really good. Yeah, it was the only year he had 1,000. But is he really, like, can he be our guy? Because I don't know. So I got more questions than I do Tyreek Hill.
Basically, you're calling Jalen Waddle Alvin Harper.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
Ain't nothing wrong with Alvin
Harper. I don't want to do that.
Until he went on his own.
There's a lot of teams. There's a lot of players.
If you gave Malik.
The sidekick.
If I made Malik Washington Jalen Waddle, can he do what Jalen Waddle did?
No.
I don't know. Maybe. Vlad, he's breaking ankles, dude. And he's tough. Let me tell you something about Malik Washington.
Oh, my goodness.
He's tough. He's tough, dude.
Bro, you know what?
He's tough.
You know what? Breaking ankles against the Tommies. Like, that's like you
that's
breaking.
That's fair. He did, yes.
He's breaking ankles against the Tommies of the world.
He took out Estonia's linebacker.
Estonia makes another reference again. Yes.
He does. He's got – and Platinum Sword is saying, it's crazy for Tobin to say a 3-time 1,000-yard receiver has something to prove. I'm just telling you guys right now, because I don't think you're listening so well, Platinum. You should be Platinum ears, not Platinum Swords. Maybe you listen to me better.
That's good.
I didn't say that he has more – he has everything to prove. But he has more to prove to me than Tyreek Hill does. Because I know at his best, I know Tyreek Hill's the best.
Hold on. I agree with you somewhat. But one is younger than the other.
Yeah.
All right.
Which would say?
And one is just entering his first big contract.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is trying to get his last big contract.
That's true.
And he just got his raise last year for that big contract.
He got a raise for no reason.
Because he was good.
Because they were afraid he was going to make a stink.
Right.
But I'm telling you right now.
So, hey, they're giving us updates. The linebacker Washington Juke got cut the next day.
Did he really? They looked at that. They're like, mm-mm. He can't tackle. Look, I love Jalen Waddle. Who doesn't love doing the Waddle? Okay? We all love it. I'm just saying, he's got more to prove to me than Tyreek Hill does. Can he be?
Now,
because the whole
now,
point of this
now,
is they could
that,
trade Tyreek Hill's
you,
ass.
You say that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say in the locker room,
mm-hmm.
Tyreek has more to prove.
One guy doesn't have to go to every player and be like, I'm sorry for what I said last
year.
Nobody, no. Jalen Waddle doesn't have to do that.
Agreed.
Okay?
Hey, if they were great, and you want to know something? If we were graded in professionalism, then that's great. But nobody ever
that
got.
That matters.
Nobody ever got a max contract on professionalism.
That matters.
It matters. It matters.
Especially at that position. Dude, I'm. Dude, we have a whole list of receivers that got moved from teams, not because they still couldn't play, but because other stuff. Because
they couldn't stop making a stink.
Right.
Agreed. The diva wide receiver is a thing.
Yeah.
It is a thing.
Yeah.
But
But nothing.
But diva wide receivers, typically excellent.
And let's see, diva and your last act in a uniform
was not great.
Of that team.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree. I'm not giving him a pass.
That guy might not have more to prove to you, but in that locker room, he got more to prove to them.
Okay, well,
which is more important to winning? What do I know?
No, you know. Hey, no one's saying you don't know. Don't do that. Don't do that. No one's saying you don't know. I'm not taking your credentials away. I'm saying simply, I know one guy's a great player. Is the other guy a good player? Or is he a great player?
That was a classic.
And if your quarterback gets tired of you, I don't care how great you are. If he can't trust you, he ain't throwing it to you.
And love
a petty quarterback. That's great.
If the petty,
it's not being petty.
It is being petty.
Whoa. If you not, if he can't trust you, he's not throwing it to you.
Trust him. 1,800 yards.
Hold on.
How far back are we gonna go?
2 years ago.
So that means he could throw it to Jerry Rice, because Jerry Rice had 1,900 one year.
Hold on, Tobin.
You're being ridiculous right now.
This is what I'm gonna catch over it, Tobin.
Yeah.
You do know that Jalen Waddle and Tua go back since college.
I understand, right? They go back since college.
So when, and we all know, we've heard Tua is a guy that loves to work with his receivers. He loves to get that continuity with the receivers.
Uh-huh.
Which receiver he hasn't been able to play, throw the ball to most of the preseason?
Tyreek Hill. I think I missed something though, Vlad. Correct me if I'm wrong. Has Tyreek Hill just arrived on the Dolphins?
No.
Or has he already broken two franchise records with Tua as his quarterback?
Can I just say this though? You think you can just?
Why didn't Waddle break the records?
No, hold on, dude. Nobody.
He did break records.
Nobody's questioning.
Yes, he is. He's the first receiver in Miami
Why
Dolphins.
Why didn't he break records? Wait, you know what records?
Nobody's questioning Tyreek's ability.
Mm-hmm.
You keep going back to that, okay? But here's the thing. You think that a wide receiver is just going to jump on the field and the quarterback just going to trust him?
That one?
Let me tell you something. Okay, the first pass that Tua throws in the middle of the field and it gets picked off,
mm-hmm.
are people going to say Tua threw a bad pass or Tyreek was supposed to be there?
I don't know.
No, I'm going to tell you what they're going to say.
But
Tua's issues throwing the ball. Right.
But hold on. Tua's issues, and they've like put numbers on this. Like Tua's issues throwing the ball when it's not to Tyreek or Waddle. His pass rating goes, like, those are the guys he trusts. He's not going to not trust him on the field. Let me get this straight.
If he hasn't thrown the ball to him all year?
Yes. He's going to stop trusting him now?
It doesn't work.
You can't be a spiteful quarterback.
No, it has nothing to do with being spiteful. Like, as a quarterback, you need to trust that your guy going to be where he's supposed to be.
Like, you're going
to
sit here and you're going to be like, looking around the huddle. You're like,
nope, that's not what you're
going
to do.
I'm going to Nick Westbrook.
Okay.
Kine.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, Tua throws a pass to Tyreek,
mm-hmm.
and Tyreek is not where he's supposed to be. I want you to be the first one in here to say it. Don't say Tua threw a bad pass. It happens.
Okay.
And you know why it happens? Because the quarterback trusted a guy that wasn't where he was supposed to be. And the next time that happens,
mm-hmm.
you know what he does? He looks elsewhere. Because his job is on the line, too. A lot more than Tyreek's. Boom. What?
It's more on Tua's the line than Tyreek Hill's?
Wait. Tua's job is not more on the line than Tyreek's?
If Tyreek Hill stinks this year, he's not going to get a big contract again.
Okay.
He ain't getting no more. But this is it for him. That extension they gave him last year, that was it. Big mistake. But that was it.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this. Buddy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Time for a little 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Get offers on select models now through September 2nd. Learn more at Lexus.com. Got a little Goosies, No Goosies coming up later on this hour.
Yep.
Guys can get in on the chat. 104.3 WQAM on YouTube. Miami, 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. Dade South says those uniforms are definitely blue. That's what they are describing them as, blue. But they look black. That's what they are describing. They are being called blue. I don't think they look blue. That's all.
I don't either. But
I played football with two J's at quarterback.
Oh.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying. I just talked to
Jake. Did you see what happened to your boy Jay Cutler?
No,
yeah, 4 days.
4 days in jail for DUI.
4 days.
Had to do something with sass, right? Like, he had to get sassy in the court.
Nobody has sass.
Didn't you go to jail for 4 days for sass?
I got 3 days.
He got 3 days for sass. It feels like Jay Cutler would say something sassy.
Yeah, but he was drunk.
Well,
I was sober.
So you say.
No, it was at the court date. I'm telling you.
Actually, didn't the guy before you get DUI?
DUI, he went to
multiple
jail.
Offender?
He went to weekend jail. That's what they did in this little town.
Yep, Jay Cutler.
Weekend jail. So you can work during the week and then you report to jail on the weekend.
Oof, Jay Cutler's got a rough mugshot.
He's still with that girl?
No.
She left him?
Which one?
Kristen Cavallari?
Oh, no. They're having a very bitter divorce. Or post-divorce. I think they are divorced.
How they having a post?
They're beefing via podcast. They both have podcasts.
So?
So, like.
Oh, they taking shots at each
other. She claimed, like, she didn't get any money from the divorce, and Jay Cutler said that was laughable. So. They're still beefing. Not a cordial divorce.
What's beef?
One of the crazy things about that is if you are going back and forth about that, then you're basically saying why you got married. Right? Like, I'm not saying that if you've been with somebody and you were there for the come up and whatever, right? Then I get that. You know what? Bezos, he said, yeah, she helped me build the company. They split it 50-50, right? No questions asked, no problems with the divorce. Everybody went their own way.
Yes, except she seems like one of the most charitable people on earth, and he seems like Lex Luthor.
James Cameron got
now, does that stop me from buying my socks to get there in 2 days? No, it doesn't.
No, it's not.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
But so.
Now it gets there the same day.
I know.
How did they do it? Can't be good for the environment.
I get that. But. If she's saying, oh, he's not giving me any money, like, wow, that just sounds weird.
Here's the story. Longtime NFL quarterback Jay Cutler will serve 4 days in jail in connection to an arrest last October in Williamson County, Tennessee.
Oh, my goodness. That's where he needed to be. He was probably at that same bar while, what's the name?
Jay Cutler seems like he's got a regular bar in Tennessee.
Yeah, that he was hanging out with, what's the name? Wallen.
Morgan Wallen. Morgan Wallen. Yeah,
100%. Yeah.
Well, do they like each other? Because he's a Vanderbilt guy, like Morgan Wallen, Tennessee. Do they hate each other? I don't know how that works. Anyway.
They probably don't like each other.
Nobody feels bad about somebody that went to Vanderbilt.
True.
Yeah, they do.
That's like picking beef with a Stoney.
Although they did beat Alabama last year.
That's like picking beef with a Stoney.
See, Leroy, we got it. You from the South? They think Vanderbilt's like the Harvard of the South?
Yeah.
So they think they're a little preppy, they're a little snobbish. Yeah.
Here's what it said. Cutler agreed to plead guilty to driving under the influence. He was arrested after investigators say he rear-ended a GMC while driving a white Dodge Ram pickup truck. Per the affidavit, Cutler offered the other driver $2,000 to not call the police.
I would have taken it.
During the conversation with Cutler, officers noticed a strong odor of alcohol. Cutler was also slurring his words and had bloodshot eyes.
All sounds like Jay Cutler.
Franklin police reportedly found a rifle and a loaded pistol in the center console.
Mm-hmm.
The 42-year-old Cutler was initially charged with driving under the influence, possessing a gun while intoxicated, and failure to exercise due care and implied consent. The weapons charge was dropped after the guilty plea. Former Dolphins quarterback. Oh, they still mention the Dolphins.
Don't care.
Man.
Wait a minute. So,
he will serve jail time, pay a $350.
Hold up. I need to chew on this.
Oh, his license got revoked.
Vlad. Yeah, it gets suspended for a year when you get DUI.
Yeesh.
Automatically. So let me get this straight. He was drunk. He rammed somebody in the back. And he had a rifle and a loaded pistol in his car.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he got 4 days in jail.
Yeah, you know why.
No, I know why. We know why. I know why.
And bribery. And bribery. Don't forget bribery.
There you go. No melanin.
You know,
skin was melanin free.
You know he's going to be playing catch from the jail cell with the sheriff too.
Oh,
taking selfies.
Oh, come on!
But you don't go to real jail.
No, he's going to go to.
I went to like the corner jail.
He's going to go to Williams County jail.
Did I get to like the corner jail?
Did you have to eat the food there, Lever? How did you eat in jail? The food in jail is disgusting.
Let me tell you what happened. So keep in mind,
Leroy got he got catered food in jail.
When I got there, I got there on Sunday after the game.
Right after the game,
we were 3-13.
Oh, I can't.
And they basically came and picked me up with SWAT.
Damn it, they let you shower?
Yeah,
did they let you shower?
No, I showered and we played Cincinnati.
I'm saying yeah.
Then I came home.
Oh, okay.
I went home and put my stuff away, but they was like making sure I wasn't going to make a run for it.
For 3 days.
Then when I got to jail, there was 400 camera crews.
Of course.
You're
a star.
It's 3 days in jail for a speeding ticket.
Was Mary Kay Cabot there?
No, Mary Kay.
Tony Gracie?
No. So I go to jail. They make me, Vlad. They took my shoelaces, dog.
Come on, you ain't killing yourself, bro. Come on. What's going on here? You going to hang yourself?
Yeah, wait. So I said, y'all going to put me in a jumpsuit? This ain't that type of jail. I'm like, you took my shoelaces. Like, I'm not familiar with jail.
I don't know what you think goes on here.
So then I go in the thing. I get in the bottom bunk. There's somebody up top.
Mm.
Right? Yeah. So I had a
Bubba?
I had a roommate. No, he was doing weekend jail. He was about to get off. So they just order food. So the food come in like a little
brown bag.
No, not a brown bag.
Oh, you got it.
It had like the styrofoam thing.
Okay.
Right? Had a burger and fries.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Oh,
now, man. I just played a football game.
You got fine cuisine.
So I looked up top. I'm like, you getting ready to get out of here, right? To go ahead on and give me that burger.
You took two burgers? You greedy, Leroy. Jesus.
Ain't that guy your bitch?
So, did you tell him to take the bottom bunk afterwards?
You ain't gonna need it. I'm like, I'm sitting here. Here's the funny part about it. You could just tap on the door and say phone.
Dude's house says took his cornbread too.
So they have you know, the phone. You could just call whenever. But I did 72 hours.
Straight.
Not 3 days. No, 72 hours. So I got there at like 8. Now, I missed New Year's. But what I did do before I went to lockup, before I did my stint, right?
Your bid?
Before I did my bid.
Of a harmonica.
So I packed my truck, right? So I went straight from jail to my truck that was fully loaded with gas and clothes and my golf clubs, and you the hell up out of Cleveland.
You went to the golf course.
I went straight to New Orleans, drove home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you tell anybody at home where you were other than family?
Everybody knew it was on TV.
Dude, 400.
It was like a national. It was covered nationally.
Chris Berman's bringing it up.
Yeah.
I think it was the A block on ESPN Sports hey. That day.
Dude, but I'm
rumbling,
just
bubbling, stumbling.
I'm like, I'm telling you, I've never seen so many cameras over a 3-day stint in jail. After, I'm like, y'all got to do better.
After rumbling and tumbling for 150 yards, Leroy Horde had to rumble to the Cleveland Municipal Jail.
3 days. All the while, I thought I was being responsible. But I set my alarm at 1 o'clock to go how fast I could go on the highway.
Unbelievable. He just wanted to try it out.
Yeah. Well, I was 22 years old.
It's fair. Everybody's a lot of mistakes.
Wrong city. See, if you were in Dallas, that would have been nothing. They would have gave the cop the ticket.
Definitely.
No.
Still, oh,
hey,
man.
Vlad, do that thing again. Still forgetting about that.
Oh, yeah.
The color
No. But you're wearing the star. See, if you're melanin, hey, with the star, it's
it
different.
Works different in different cities.
Come on, man. The White
like
House.
Certain cities, they want to say they got one. Like if you get caught up in something in Miami, they look at it as who got one.
Just took that guy's cheeseburger, man.
Yeah,
I didn't take his cheeseburger.
Yeah,
we negotiated.
Didn't sound like a negotiation.
It sounded like negotiating. It sounded like you pressured him, man.
I said, what'd you do earlier? He said, nothing. I said, I just played in a football game. I'm hungry as hell.
See, right there, you're showing. You alpha him. You said,
but he was leaving.
But it doesn't
matter. No lie. Before I took one bite of his burger, he was out.
Okay.
He got let out.
Sounds like you kicked him out.
Three squares and a cop, baby. I was up in there. Can I just tell you? Let me tell you something.
Every time I hear this story, there's new details.
72 hours is a long time just sitting up in a room. I would never be good in jail.
Take a break. We'll play a little Goosies. No Goosies next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday. Our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin Leroy here with you. on FM 104.3 WQAM.
Oh, look who's wearing a retro Miami
Dolphins. Oh,
hello.
When black folks go to jail, they rap. When white folks go to jail, they start playing the harmonica.
Yep.
That's what Black Lady was like. That's what he started playing. He started playing harmonica. I started singing Akon.
I'm locked up.
Jennifer, what do we have today for Goosies, No Goosies?
Well, first things first, we have Mark Cuban.
Ugh.
He's still whining about the Mavs losing in 2006. Finals to Miami.
Wow. Shocking. He still hasn't gotten over it. Mark.
He said he's going to go to his grave.
Oh, really?
Saying it was stolen from him.
Here was Mark Cuban on a podcast discussing.
So the fans off of social media that
sure.
are just
yeah.
hurt, right? It just hurt. Like, we hurt in 2006 after it was stolen from us, right? And I'll take that to my grave that it was stolen from us.
Good. You know what? Hey, take it to your grave. And while you're at it, how about you do this? Why don't you shut up, Mark Cuban? You're not the owner anymore, okay? You sold out, my friend. Everybody thought, oh, who's the owner I want to be with all the time? Mark Cuban. That guy rides for his players until he got a big fat check. And now you're just a fan. And you want to know what happened? They traded Luka because you were greedy. Greedy Mark Cuban got Luka traded. You want to know something,
he didn't
Dallas?
He never say in that.
You're right. He didn't. You want to know why? Because he was a greedy pig who took the biggest check. And what happened? Luka's a Laker. And they got street clothes back. So you know what, Mark Cuban? You take it to your grave, which I'm sure is going to be lined with a lot of money. But you want to know what never goes away? Dwayne Wade kicking your ass. 4 straight games. Keep blaming it on the refs, you bum. Gives me the goosies, though. He's still a baby.
Well, you know, he also has a counter to that.
Too late.
J.J. Barrera.
He does. But you want to know something? It seems like it hasn't brought him any happiness.
By the way, they showed a picture of J.J. Barrera guarding LeBron.
It's ridiculous.
And no. They said, what your reality is and what really happened. So when they showed the picture, you think it's J.J. Barrera just guarding up LeBron. Then when they showed the full picture, it's J.J. Barrera and like 4 other guys surrounding.
Listen, dude, there were plenty of times he had J.J. Barrera on him, and he was like, what do I do here?
Yeah, they showed it, but it was like a defense, boxing one.
Except blood diamonds. I do not.
Anyway, I got the goosies for Mark Cuban still being a crybaby.
But you like that, don't you?
I do.
I don't have the goosies. I'm not getting into this. You do the same crap.
No, I don't. Really? I've never said anything was stolen. Some
you,
things that...
No, wait!
What?
You've never said that was stolen?
Stolen? I've never said stolen.
What have you said?
I've said results would be different, like if Goran Dragic and Bam Adebayo were healthy for the 2020 finals.
What about Terry Porter, bad call against the Kings?
Oh, that is a robbery, dude! Are you kidding me?
You see how I got him?
Pass interference? Are you effing kidding me? The confetti was raining down!
Dude. Point. There you go. There you go. There you go. Look. It's okay to feel that way. Game recognized game. But don't sit here and act like other people aren't the only people that do it. You do it too.
Take it to my grave.
You just haven't said take it to my grave, but every time it comes up.
I will take it to my grave that Goran Dragic and Bam Adebayo, if they're healthy, they win that finals.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Where are your goosies, Jennifer?
I find that quite hilarious, so goosies.
See?
Goosies.
Crybaby. Vlad?
Yeah, come on, man. Stop bitching.
Goosies.
You won a title. You celebrated it. Why you complaining?
Right. Like,
why are you complaining about something that happened 5 years prior to you getting your revenge? If I got revenge, I'm not caring about the first
time. It don't matter.
How could you lose something 4 straight times and say they had something stolen from you? It happened 4 times in a row.
That 16-point lead in the fourth quarter was with like 7 minutes left.
Flash.
It looked like somebody did make a flash. A flash. A call to that, you know, the red phone. Commissioner Gordon. Well, who is that? Commissioner Stern at that time?
Maybe you should have been nicer to David Stern. What's number 2, Jennifer?
I already know the answer to this one, but how do we feel about Italy versus Greece today?
Gondola is on the court today. Who? Simone Fontecchio against the Greek freak. Goosey's galore.
Galore? Really?
Yeah. Surprise. I haven't got to see him. You know, I'm excited to see what he can bring to the Heat this year.
Listen.
Italian Kawhi.
Right now, all the hairs on my body are laying down and taking a nap. No Goosey's.
No Goosey's.
Wow. Jennifer?
That went stereo.
I'm sorry to say.
We're on FM.
No Goosey's.
Wow.
No Goosey's?
Nobody wants to watch Simone Fontecchio?
You're the only one that can get the games!
True.
How are you getting these games?
But you know don't what? Even want
send
to know,
us,
Vlad.
Send us Leroy. The information Leroy. On the text.
Leroy. Vlad over the last, listen, and the listeners and the callers will let you know. I've told people the way of watching games.
Wink.
Right? With the wink.
Then we call that the winky link.
Right, the winky link, right? I got the winky link. I've looked for those games. I have the reasons. I can't find those games. So him finding those games is weird to me.
Two things, Vlad. One.
I got being.
Nobody is pirating. Nobody's putting a pirate flag on the YouTube streams. So, like, all these Serbian accounts will put on the Serbia games on YouTube, and YouTube won't flag them because they Serbia.
They don't understand the language.
They don't. Yeah, like, no one's snitching in Serbia. And so, Serbia, you get all the games. Italy, I have a subscription. Anyway, you got the Goosey's Lab.
Wait. The subscription is the one that you paid $30-something dollars for?
Yeah, the annual
I thought it was for one game, though.
Well, it was one game, but now, JFig, EuroBasket starts, so I get all the games.
So it's $36 for 12
I basically had Euro Red Zone yesterday. I could watch Pella and Nico. It was It was great.
Hey. You got a problem.
Courtside 1891. That's the .com.
You know what's worse about it? I bet you looked to try to gamble on it. I know you did. You looked at Hard Rock Bets.
Man.
You did.
This is the I mean, it's,
you did.
I would
There's
love
no denial
could,
right
I
here.
Would love it if I could gamble on it.
Oh, my God.
I bet Hard Rock. Hard Rock's got to take some – if we can gamble on it, will you watch it?
Yes. If we could gamble on it, I would watch.
All right, I'm going to check this out. But do you have the Goosey's, lad?
I don't have the Goosey's.
See, now you – Now your computer
no goosies.
Eurobola.
this Hard Rock with their logging in every single
Dave
time.
South said those subscriptions is why Tommy only had one water bottle.
Sorry, son.
Which is now found.
It was.
Point.
I've actually, he's got a full week. It's like a record for him. What's number three, Jennifer?
Cam Ward named captain of the Titans.
I don't like it.
Not
what?
Shocking.
I don't like it.
Absolutely Goosey's. We can bet on Italy, Greece.
We can?
Yes.
All right, Goosey's then. I'm back to Goosey's.
Italy's a dog.
Really?
We're going to bet on the gondola?
What's the mine? What's the what
plus four and a half.
Oh, let's go on the gondola.
No player
props.
No player props, though.
Come on, man. Rome, Venice.
What is wrong
love
with you
player
guys?
Props.
Florence.
I you want to put a parlay?
No.
What's the total?
No. Slovenia's not very good. Slovenia versus Poland. I know they got Luka, but that's all they got.
But that's Luka. Let's you know, I know what you want to do. You want to take over on Luka points total, don't you? Then they got like 32.6 on Luka.
I don't think they have Luka player props on the Hard Rock app. But Slovenia is a 5.5 point favorite over Poland.
Oh, we're jumping on that.
So we're taking Slovenia?
Yeah, we're taking Slovenia and we're taking Sofia, Italy getting Italy. The points.
Ooh. Can you think sweet hey Leroy? I swear, this is the last question I'll ask you. You think Sweden can cover versus Germany? 20.5 point dogs.
No. Is Schroeder playing? Is Weiss playing?
Yeah, Franz Wagner.
Franz Wagner?
And all they have is Pella?
And then yeah, they got this other kid, too. He's like basically like.
Who's other kid?
The other That's why
he's about to compare with this somebody like, else. Hold on. Give him 2 seconds.
You're my Euro betting expert.
No.
And you go.
He had like 28 yesterday.
Other kid. Is that like other goalie?
Yeah. No. He's basically like Gustav Forsling's cousin.
So what is he in basketball terms?
I don't know.
He's what?
He's
five
like,
and below
he's
what?
Swedish LaMelo Ball.
Five
if,
and below.
If Pella has to be your leading scorer, I'm out.
What about Turkey versus Czech Republic?
Who plays for the Czech?
I didn't even know
Look,
they had
he
basketball
said he's
going to
send
players.
You one.
In Turkey?
Who plays for Czech?
I don't know. But Turkey has Omer Yurtseven.
He's still playing basketball?
For Turkey.
Oh, I thought he was modeling.
I think he was in the Jazz last year.
The Jazz?
Yeah.
He looked no. Like, he probably fits perfect in Utah.
Where is he playing?
Omer Yurtseven? I'll find out. I don't know.
Because he's just on the Turkish team.
One of the great runs in summer league.
Turkish team, right? No, what team is he on?
He plays in the Greek league now.
No, what team is he? What country?
Turkey. No, he's Turkish.
You know what? He's probably the tallest Turkish person they've had. He's probably what? Their Dikembe Mutombo.
I don't know, dude. I don't know what he is.
How tall is he? 6'6"? And he's not
6'6". He's a 7-footer.
No, he was tall.
Yeah.
Bit of a stiff, but handsome fella. Love the Wynwood Walls.
I got to tell you, beware of the big that's taking sexy photos.
Right? Well, it didn't work out for him down here.
Right? That dude wore more see-through button-down shirts than he ever did wear a heat uniform.
Y'all noticed.
What's number three, Jennifer?
Minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We ain't going to let you slide with that.
Mm-hmm. Y'all noticed way too much because I don't even remember that.
Too busy worried about Gabe Vincent.
Or Taylor Swift. What bridesmaid dress you going to get?
That's a now thing. That's not a back in the day thing.
She's been thinking about it for a while, though.
She's always been.
What's number three?
No, I'm not that kind of person. I just said it. Cam Ward.
Oh, the captain. Yeah, I have the Gooseys. I'm happy for Cam Ward. I'm not surprised.
Yes.
Leader. What about you, Leroy?
I got the Gooseys. I'm not surprised that he, like, everywhere Gooseys. This man has gone, he has won over every organization and all of his teammates immediately.
Yep.
So, well-deserved.
Jennifer?
Gooseys galore.
Vlad?
No Gooseys.
Why?
He's a rookie.
So?
It's going to be hard for me in a room with all these veteran men. If
Vlad, here's what you're missing. Did they name him or did they vote him?
I don't know.
I think they
voted. If they voted him, a lot of teams vote.
If they voted, it's great.
Okay.
If they voted him, great. But it's still a rookie, and now as a rookie, bad enough you're the face of the franchise, you're going to have to do more. So you really can't slack up.
They said they held a vote.
Wait. Okay. No. Smeathan, you are wrong for that.
What? So he saw Respiro working at the T-Mobile?
He didn't make the play. He's on the practice squad, though, didn't he?
No.
He didn't make the practice squad?
No, what do you think?
Why do you think he's working at the kiosk, at the T-Mobile kiosk in the mall?
I thought he was going to be on the practice squad.
Hey. Oh, look at the Jets' new.
Now, are those green or are they black?
I don't know.
What?
He looks like, it basically looks like Gotham. The Gotham Jets.
We've had those uniforms, like you said. We had the uniforms.
No, but they
green.
Had green trim.
But it was
That's
green
like
trim.
Gray trim. So I'm wondering if the uniforms are dark green.
I don't know.
So wait a minute.
Yeah, but yes. If the team voted him in as the captain, all right, Gooseys. But
if they didn't, like I'm with you. I'm kind of with you at that. But I still got the Gooseys.
I see that he got on the practice squad, though.
Huh?
He was signed to the practice squad.
Okay, cool. Good for him.
Can he practice running faster?
He can't.
Why,
do that.
Man, this is the all-time Canes leading receiver. Why are you being tough on him? We taking pot
Who's the all-time lead rusher in NCAA? He was a bum in the NFL.
Don't say that. What does that mean?
Was it Dane Cook?
Dane.
Ron Dane?
Ron Dane.
Eh, he wasn't that much of a bum.
He wasn't very good.
Dude, he won the Heisman. He was a bum.
Bum.
He lasted, what, 3 years in the NFL, winning the Heisman, getting drafted top five? That's a bum.
Top five.
Did anybody catch his 40? Oof.
He was like a 4'8".
I'm just saying. I'm going to pull it up. Because I don't think you guys understand that you saying how great somebody
was
in college.
He wasn't
means
top five.
Absolutely nothing.
He stuck around for 7 years.
If he got 7 years, that means you got pension, baby. You good.
All right.
I don't know how much he played after the Giants.
You know, Leroy, once you get that 5 years, you good.
It's four years.
Oh, it's four? Even better.
But you only get $12 per year.
Really?
Yeah.
Only $12 per year?
Yeah, it's nothing.
That's nothing.
It might be more now.
$12? You can't even get a value meal with that.
Yeah. Football, there's more guys.
Year one, 228 carries, 770 yards.
And remember, he was sharing time, I think, with Rodney Hampton at the time.
Five touchdowns. The next year, seven touchdowns.
Yeah, he was in the shared backfield with With Rodney Hampton.
He got passed by, okay, who? Guess who's the all-time leading rusher in college?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Is he?
Donnell Pumphrey.
Who?
Who?
San Diego State from 2013 to 2016. Exactly. Ron Dane, then Ricky, then Tony Dorsett.
Okay, you naming names.
Then Jonathan Taylor.
You naming names.
Those are good guys.
Yeah, those are good guys. Okay. But the leader, you never heard of.
He's a bum.
I just don't like the idea of you guys saying Restrepo's at a kiosk.
Okay, where you want him to be?
I don't like it.
He's on the practice squad.
You want him I'm surprised that Barry Sanders isn't
there. You know,
Barry Sanders had 26.
Zach Sealer was cut twice.
That's the one time ago. Huh?
Zach Sealer was cut twice.
Also a big guy. That's different. When you're a wide receiver, it might help your position and it might help your qualifications if you ran faster than the 4.6. I'm just saying.
Take a break. Final hour coming up. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.